7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Nope. Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us.
I don't know how you can be this happy when you're cheating on your barber.
I wanted to bring it up so I can ease into it. I wouldn't say I'm cheating. I would say we were taking a break and I found another. Like, it's a weird situation.
Are you in love with the other?
I'm in love with the things he does.
His lust.
It's lust.
It's lust. Damn.
No, but it's kind of, it's crazy how you have that feeling. Because I've been with my other barber, my original barber. I've been with this dude for a while. And I brought my kids, like, when they were young.
Yeah.
Like, Josiah's 9. He's been getting a cut since he's been a baby. Liam's 4. He's been getting cut. So it's been, like, 9 years, 10 years. Probably even longer than that. But due to the COVID situation, they had to shut down the barbershop.
Yeah.
And it was a minute, and I was texting him, and he wasn't replying to me. And then, so I hit you about Ruben. So I went to Ruben. You know, he did the new things, you know. Yeah. He showed me some
different
stuff.
Angles.
Yeah, you know how that is. Like, it's that new.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying. No, but like, he put the hot towel on me. He did the razor. He did all that. The vibe is just cool.
Inside the loft?
Yeah, the spot is just, it's a cool-ass spot. It's a drive, and it's low-key expensive, so if I start going there, it's going to be only once a month.
Yeah.
Because that's $80 already.
Oh, yeah, with the
85.
Kids. Yeah. You always cut your hair with the kids? Mm-hmm. You never do it a solo?
The first time I went to Ruben, I did it by myself. But yeah, my kids, probably like once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we bald the sides, so it takes a minute for it to grow out, and we just leave the
top. That's what I do too. I do the ball taper. I used to not do that, but now I'm doing it because it like lasts for 2 weeks. It still looks fresh growing out, you know. But so Art, I'm going to Art on Saturday, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's cool like that. Like he'll because I told him that like I needed my hair fresh for Monday.
You have things to do.
Yeah, and he's like he'll open up. He'll always just be like, buy me a Monster. Give me an energy drink.
He's back at the shop or?
Yeah, he's back in his shop. But, you know, I was going to Ruben for a while, but he can't blame me because he wasn't open. And also, he actually put me on to Ruben because Art's been my barber for years now. But, and I followed him to like 3 different shops until he decided to open his own. But he moved to Long Beach for a while. He was at a shop out there. And he's like, oh, I'll go to Ruben because I know you're not going to drive all the way to Long Beach. I was like, yeah. And then,
man, that's like introducing, oh, this is my good-looking best friend.
Yeah, that's what it kind of was. Yeah. Like, you what, you thought I wasn't going to bust him? Like,
don't put me in that situation, bro.
Yeah, and then, yeah, and fucking Ruben's cool. I got Tony on Ruben. He's mm-hmm. That's his barber now. So, and we're all cool. Like, everyone's good friends. But,
now you want me to go to Art.
Yeah.
Check that out.
That's a different experience, dude. New moves, like you said.
But the whole, my son
he
loves,
does extra shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. The whole towel thing is just a whole nother element where it's just, you feel like you're being pampered.
Dude, so Art does the hot towel, and then he has the massage glove, and he massages you at the end. Damn. Yeah, it's just crazy. And it's a cool vibe in there, too, because it's his shop. And I think he just hired a barber finally before it was just him. Plays good music, has beer, you know, the usual. But it's his style. It's not like, you know how everyone kind of has the same style these days? Like, they're
like
all
the
trying to mimic.
Fashioned type
yeah, thing. But his is more like, it's that because that shop's actually been around since like the early 50s or 60s. But with his style to it, so. Yeah,
well, that kind of leads into the whole massage being pampered. The ghetto massage you're talking about where
the
trying
hood
to
massage.
Look into. Yeah, the ghetto, the hood.
Yeah,
straight out of a garage, like not sanctioned. She doesn't have permits and shit. Not trying to put you on blast.
No, but she worked at a place for 15 years, but she retired and then started doing it little by little. And then the hood found out. It's usually what happens. But yeah, and I think every block I lived in, there's always been like a lady or someone knows a person. The homie's dad used to be the guy that would straighten you out, give you the chiropractic shit. And you would go to him in his garage. And like, it's funny because, well, this lady, she puts you on this bed that's legit fucking works. And then you fucking, she's religious, so she'll fucking do that whole thing to you to make sure you're good. And then does your full body do, but it's, but it fucking hurts. Like, I'm like wanting to hit her. She's on my sides and it's like I have knots and shit, pulling everything out from your ribs, your back, like, and she knows what connects.
I want it to hurt. That's what I'm looking for. So I'm looking for it to hurt.
So the third pass, it's like it doesn't hurt anymore. And that's when you know it's working. It's like, oh damn, a second ago I wanted to punch you, now it's gone. And she goes over it again. You don't feel it anymore. You're like, oh shit, that shit really works. So, but it connects everything to your shoulders, your fucking face. She does your face, she does your stomach, which fucking surprisingly hurts. And then your legs and feet. And it gets you on the floor, cracks your back, and then does your neck.
Well, it's crazy when you say how it's connected. If you have one little nerve, like say in your shoulder, mm-hmm. that can throw something off, like in your back, in your bottom of your leg. So it's, I lay on the floor and I just have my kids get the ball of their feet and just press into my back or my shoulders.
That's like, a cool thing. Like you can have them walk on your back and all that.
Shit, I want it to hurt. That's what I'm looking for, because I know Tony's there's nervous. So much stuff that's just.
Yeah, he's nervous tomorrow. He's gonna be fucked. Cause, dude, it hurts. Like,
do you eat before you go?
Last time I did, I was all fucking like all like bloated and shit. I was like, oh, this is gonna make it worse. But no, normally I don't. But
my fear is like I'll fart or something if they push on it. Cause you can't really control if they push at a certain place, and that's what makes you fart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it loosens up your.
Yeah, my thing's just like. Like I feel like a bitch when I'm like moving and squirming and shit, but it just hurts so bad. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, dude, it's only, I mean, her price went up, but it's only $30 for that's a fucking good. Full hour
for an hour
and cracking your back and doing everything, lining you up and the full body, super cheap. It used to be like $20, 25 or some shit.
Well, yeah, because you keep fucking telling people.
No, it's because she slowed down because she's not letting a lot of people in. So it's like word of mouth thing now. Well, I mean, it's always been, but yeah.
Long story short, he's going tomorrow?
Yeah, he's fucking nervous. That's because his back's been fucked up and he's tried going to a bunch of different chiropractors. He even bought one of those like those beds that you lay down. Yeah. Like he's tried a bunch of different shit and
what happened to him? Or what caused it?
He's just fucking plays racquetball and doesn't stretch. I don't know. Thinks he's an athlete because he plays racquetball. But so he
fucking, every time I'd see him at LA Fitness, I'd be like, bro. You could literally play racquetball. That's fine. Do that. Walk over to the weights.
And just do it just once. Yeah.
You're paying just to play racquetball.
Yeah.
Go to the fucking park. Like, go to Orange County. You're spending that much money.
Yeah.
For gas, that's your gym membership.
Yep.
Right.
Just to play and hang with his bros. But fuck it. What was I going to say?
Well, I just canceled my 24-hour fitness pass.
I canceled my LA fitness because my new place has a gym.
Well, not even that. Well, that's dope for you, but I canceled because I was looking at the regulations. You have to.
Oh, it's going to suck.
Bruh, you have to make an appointment, like a reservation. Mm-hmm. You can only work out for an hour. You can't play basketball. There's no sauna.
Dude, so I heard everything today.
Bro, that's 85% of why I go.
So the side project I got going right now. This dude, he does all the AV for every LA Fitness and a bunch of gyms around the country. So that's his business. So he goes in there, you know, like installs the TVs, the speakers, like everything you see in there that's like fucking this type of shit, connecting stuff, that's him. So that's his business. But he was telling me, he's like, dude, fucking gyms aren't even worth it right now. They're taking out every other machine. They hired a company to do that. They're putting them all in the fucking basketball mm-hmm. courts. Some people are actually turning the basketball courts into like spaced out like Pilates yoga or some shit. Yeah. But they are going to soup up their shit in the meantime to try and incentivize people once it gets back to come back, because they know they're going to get like a 30% drop, and then that's where I come in and what we're working on,
bro. And then they try to sell you on this fucking app that I'm not going to go on this 24 and go to see what type of workouts they're
doing. That's part of the, like, the thing.
What the fuck? That shit don't even.
No, dude, trust me, I know how they're doing it and it's horrible. And like,
I'll tell you off air,
but. That's the whole ridiculous. Fucking thing. It's terrible.
And the like I said, 80, and then they have no childcare.
Yeah.
That's obviously you can't use the water fountains, but it's just I'm paying $100 a month for me, Melissa, and for the childcare. If
equipment wasn't so expensive, I'd fucking love to do that shit at home.
Dude, you can. It's me and Melissa were looking into it. If we spend $1,200, $13 max, we can get the squat rack, we can get the bench, we can get the weights for that much.
You have the spot for it though.
Yeah.
Or the room for.
And I have the bag, and we have a treadmill and shit like that. So if we just set up our own thing, it's the same as if I was to pay for a whole year for 24 Hour Fitness.
The only thing that I'm going to miss is the sauna. Love the sauna.
That's why I either go to LA Fitness or 24 Hour Fitness. It's just sauna and basketball. Yeah. If I can't, if you're going to take that away from me, well, then what the then I'll just go. We live in the Inland Empire. I'll go stand outside and just fucking in the sun like this. Yeah. And I'll go play basketball.
Yeah.
Or I'll play basketball in the sun, obviously.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm going to miss. But I was talking to my complex today, and they were like, I was like, so what's going on with the gym? Because I want to know. And he was like, oh, we're planning opening mid-month because, like, I guess everywhere's approving it now in Orange County and a bunch of places. And he's like, but I think we're not sure. We're figuring out what we're going to have to do with sanitizing and everything. But I think we might schedule people in. I'm like, bro, that's going to suck because I'm going to want to work out in the morning before work.
Well, that's what it's gonna that's going to last for. Once they open, it'll last for a good month and people stop going.
Yeah. And people are going to complain, like, yo, lower my bill. Yeah. Like,
apartments, they use it right when they move in because they're excited and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm they like, know it's there, so they're not going to use it for some reason.
But I'm like really close, and I know I'll fucking use it. Because that was my thing. It's like, I didn't want to drive.
And you're really right far. On the beach, so you're not going to want to look like a fucking
yeah,
badass.
Yeah, no, that's true. And now I'm going to fucking, like, have I know exactly what I'm eating.
You're going to become a fucking vegan and shit where fucking...
No carbs, no sugar.
Avocado toast and all this bullshit.
Yeah, that's going to be whack, but it's probably going to be me. I'm going to post avocado toast on my story on purpose, tag you, and then go hiking to the beach.
There you go, fucking dog with a vest on and
fuck
shit
that.
Like that. Because you're that. Lonely.
Yeah, I get a... What's the French bulldog? You're the typical OC dude. Which, those damn. Dogs are sick as fuck, but that's the way to go.
If I would only get one dog, and that's a boxer, and I've already...
Fuck, that's we got like thing. Three of them out here.
They're not mine.
Yeah, they're crazy, though.
They're like in the family, but not mine.
Dude, we used to play this game when we were kids. It was called Runaway from Fucking Dogs. A stupid name. Same fucking as simple as it gets. But we would open the neighbor's yard because their dogs were trained not to cross the grass. They're that legit. It was a boxer, and the other one was like a mutt. Might have been like a lab or something.
Because they shocked the shit out of them, probably.
But they fuck no, they didn't have the shock collars. But they were just that trained. Literally fucking would open it. Woo, we'll fucking take off running.
Sandlot style.
And they'll stop at the grass every time. And it was like the most exciting thing for us. It was across the street from my house. And one time Tony got caught by the fucking boxer, dude. And fucking got his ass. Yeah, she was hilarious.
But Tony's not fast, though, so.
Yeah, he'll claim
he is. I believe it. So what are we talking about? 6ix9ine's popping right now. I'm excited.
That song with Akon?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that Akon song. It's funny how, and then he has one with Nicki Minaj. It's like Trolls or some shit.
Is it that older one?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to come out tonight or like early tomorrow.
Oh,
but
he was working on one. Yeah, but I don't. They confirmed it was Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. I guess the proceeds are going to some shit. I don't know. I don't see. That's what
he's trying.
What's fucked with me is I just read the headlines. I don't really read into the whole article.
Yeah, so I know what you mean.
I don't get far in life.
Like, I'll read the articles, but then there's so much clickbait out there that we'll just have fillers. Like, it's like the article doesn't even really talk about it, and they'll kind of say something. At the very end, they're like, oh, we kind of think this, but we'll let you know in the next fucking couple weeks.
Well, that's when you sent me that thing about Coachella and Lollapalooza's. I'm kind of excited to get my money back.
You can't, though.
What?
Yeah, the cutoff was June 20th.
What the fuck?
I mean, not June 20th. June 420.
So what are they going to do with the... They canceled
next
it.
Year. See, so I don't know. I don't know if this was... Okay, so this is where it gets tricky because I was talking to Caesar about this yesterday. So you couldn't get your... You had a certain date to get your money back. I think when it got postponed. Now that they're going to get canceled, which is not official yet, I think now they're obligated to give your money back or a second round of it. So
Yeah.
So
that's
we'll
going
see.
To my weapon.
Dude, I'm so stoked on my Beretta.
Have you shot it yet?
No, I don't get it yet.
Oh, you don't have it yet? So how'd you? What picture was that?
Oh, when I bought it.
So you have to wait 10 days.
Yeah. But I guess the DOJ is so backed up that I might not even... I'm going to have to wait longer. I hope not. But they're going to text me and let me know. But I'm stoked on that.
And the price you said was not even crazy.
Yeah. It was a little bit more expensive than the other gun I was going to get, but it's worth it. Like, that gun's, like, beautiful. Made in Italy, so it looks like... It
and what did they
different.
Say when you went in there? Were they looking at you?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, well, this motherfucker just wants a gun because of the situation. But you already had him.
We were making fun of him, like, of those people. Because there were a lot of those people. Gonna make fun of me? I mean, it's, you can tell, you know, when someone, you know, doesn't know what's up. Not that I know everything about guns. I'm not saying that at all. But fucking, I've had a gun for years now. I don't know how many years. I have multiple guns.
That's why I'm debating on if I should take someone with me or just go by myself. Because if I take someone with me, I don't want... It's kind of like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I mean?
I'll go with you when you're ready. That's what you just asked me, dude. No, that's what you're kind of like trying to do there. But it's fucking, it's cool, dude. Once you get in, it's just exciting. Every day is like, oh, I'm getting closer to it. I'm getting closer to it.
Yeah, but I'm scared to fail the test.
Oh, bro, that shit's easy as fuck. Dude, my dad passed it. And he's
what
fucking.
What does that mean?
Well, he fucking, he doesn't speak that good English.
There's not a Spanish test?
I don't know.
There has to be a...
Oh, he might have took a Spanish one.
Yeah, see, there has to be.
But yeah, he didn't study it or do anything. He just fucking tried it. I mean, yeah, he shot guns before and knows gun safety, but like he just like he didn't read no pamphlet or didn't know what to expect. Yeah, he has a 38 Super, which is pretty dope. He wants to get a 45. But
we'll see. It's coming. Coming soon. Mm-mm. I think I might even apply sign up in the NRA and everything.
Why don't you just get your gun license now?
I'm going to, I was reading the thing, but I want to do it all at one time.
Oh, you could do that. But it's just more money.
I know.
So no, but I suggest you do it now, just so now you feel obligated to get the gun, because I feel like you're going to keep lagging it.
The only reason why I'm lagging is because I don't want to, I have the money, but I don't want to get rid of that money because then I won't have money. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it'll take away from the money that I have.
Yeah.
So if the Coachella comes in, that's 800 because I bought two tickets. That's everything right there, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know we probably won't get that money till next year.
But speaking about, you know, buying a gun, and there's a bunch of people that are scared. Like, so crazy. Like, I stood in line. Me and my brother, he was a trooper because like, he wasn't buying a gun. But we stood in fucking line in the sun in Paris fucking for an hour.
There was a line that was short, dude.
That was short because they could only let a certain amount of people in. And
there's that many people right now.
Dude, no, I went on Saturday and it was way the fuck back. I stood there for like a solid 40 minutes and it didn't move. And then I called it quits. That was last Saturday. And then I just randomly went with my brother and it was like kind of close to the front. And that still took an hour. Because buying a gun is a process. You have to fill out all kinds of shit.
And
show
you,
your ID.
You probably go in there and they probably browse for a second too.
Some people do.
Or do you have to go in there knowing what you want already?
They try to do that. They ask you right away. She was like, hey, what do you want? And I was like, oh, I want the XT40. She's like, oh, we don't have it. And like she almost turned me away. And I was like, oh, damn. I was like, it said on the website. She's like, yeah, no, we'll be getting them soon. And then I was like, oh, can I see what you have? And she's like, we don't have much. I'm like, bitch, well, let me see what you have. She's like, all right, well, come in. Because they don't want to waste any time. Because if I'm just going to go in there and be cheap and be like, nah. And then right away, I was looking, I see the bread. I was like, sold. That shit was fucking beautiful.
And they let you hold it and all that shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They ask you questions like, are you like a felon and blah, 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 prior because you haven't signed anything yet? And then yeah, you just fuck with it, play with it. So that's cool.
I'll probably go on a weekday then.
That's the best. That's when we went. That's the best time to go. Yeah.
Went right when they opened, or
so you can do that.
But what'd you do?
I went on the weekend, like midday.
So you went on the weekend.
I mean, weekday. It was like a Tuesday midday. Just like because I know no one's going before work and just coming in late, and I know no one's really getting out early. It's like those people called off, so it's not gonna be that many people.
Well, I think it's because obviously people are getting scared.
Yeah. It's the protests are freaking people out, and then
plus
COVID-19,
and then I guess they're saying that there's a second wave and all this bullshit.
I mean, dude, the numbers aren't stopping, and I get it that someone's gonna say, "Fucking well, that's expected with the opening," which is true, but it's like it doesn't mean it's not there anymore.
I think it's something we're gonna live with. Plus, the protests, you're having people in arms together, super close, even if you have a mask on. The mask, bro,
nah,
come on.
Stupid.
That shit ain't hiding shit.
But honestly, like shit. I hate that I'm becoming one of those people that, like, not, I don't hate it, but I'm, like, way less scared of it now.
Of what, COVID?
Yeah, before I still wasn't scared of it, but I was cautious. Now I'm like, I'm not going to wear the mask to go in there. And
I only wear the mask because I don't want to look that crazy. Yeah, I want there to, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm gonna have to get into altercation because someone's bitching at me because I don't have a mask. I'll just fucking put on a mask. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But the times that I've done it, it's because I actually forgot the mask. No. When I went to the gun store, it's funny, and this is the culture of it. I purposely didn't wear a mask because it's like that's what all those motherfuckers are. You know?
They're not. That's anti.
It's anti mask. Yeah.
So. No, we went to the beach and no one's wearing a mask at the beach.
Orange County. Like, everyone's laughing because Orange County they actually said no mask required in the whole city today. But they still recommend it, but it's not required.
And it's crazy how many people were at the beach when we went. It was packed. It was full.
Yeah, and the numbers are rising there too. But I think like Orange County, for example, they're realizing too, if you're fucking healthy, if you are somewhat fucking good condition, take care of yourself, then you'll be straight. You know, you can fight through it. But like just like fucking Andrew Schultz was saying in that podcast with Rogan, he's like, I would feel bad if I got my dad sick, you know? And that's the biggest worry. Is that I know I can handle it and it's probably going to fucking suck, but it would suck way more if because of my stupid actions, I got, like, someone's grandma sick.
But it's not even stupid actions. It's life. We can't just be locked in our house. We can't.
That's true, too.
We have to. This is something we're just going to have to live with. It's choose to either stay in your home and just be scared of everything, be scared of life, or go out. Because you can get, like they say, you can get ran over, all this bullshit that they say. Yeah. But they're also stating
Numbers went down, people dying from my car accident.
Okay, a dumbass example because no one's going anywhere. But like suicide went up, like shit like that, like child abuse, that's spousal abuse, all that shit because you're stuck in your house. You lose your job. If you're already suicidal and depressed, you have nothing to live for now, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm okay, well, I'm just going to go to that extra step then now.
Yeah.
I have no money. I can't leave my house.
No, I'm not going to lie. Like that's on my mind because my room's like facing like the fucking driveway. So like I'll hear like an alarm go off or like someone kind of like making noise. Like I'm a light sleeper sometimes. And I'm like, that's the back of my mind. Like, all right, some motherfucker's desperate. You know,
it's getting to a point especially if we hit a second wave and they shut it down again.
I feel like that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't, but I feel like it is. I don't see how it's not.
And then not everyone even got that first stimulus check.
Yeah.
The $1,200.
My brother still hasn't gotten it.
Okay, well then.
Bro, that $1,200 isn't shit. Like, it's nobody not fucking, shit. Like it helps some people, but what?
It's in my savings. It makes my savings look cool. Like, I'm doing some shit.
But seriously, it's like, if you're really trying, because there's people with their own spot and blah, 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 barely making it every month and they're fucking struggling. That $1,200 with them with no job didn't fucking move the needle at all.
That $1,200 with me,
there's people in serious debt right now, I guarantee you.
That $1,200 with me helped me get from the dollar menu to the I want a number four.
That shit, you know,
that's what it helped me do.
That shit put my credit score up. That's what I did because I paid credit cards off.
My credit score is fucking horrible.
My shit, I'm looking good now, but there was a time when
Melissa's a white woman. Her credit score said, it's like I didn't even know it could get that high. It's like high 7, almost 8. I'm like, I didn't even know how high does credit go.
They go high as shit. So I mean, I think I've never heard of like a 9 or anything like that. But Corey, Eric's roommate, he's a fucking white guy. He has like 8. Fucking, I don't know exactly what it, 820 or something ridiculous.
Mine's like 620. That's horrible.
He can probably go and buy any car he wants. Like his credit score is so good that he can go to, he was telling me his numbers. He'd go to the dealership, buy a brand new 2020 Honda Civic, and his payment was like $170 a month. Yeah, ain't nothing like down.
It's a motorcycle.
Like they just trust him. like oh, you're good, bro. Yeah. So it's. I mean, credit's important, dude.
Credit's. It's crazy how important. You can't get a house.
Yeah.
They don't trust you with a car. Or you can buy any car you want. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have an interest rate that'll rape you.
And you're just going to pay $900 a month or some crazy ass shit like that. You might as well live in your vehicle if you want a dope ass car.
So
like that.
If things work out for me.
Just keep your shit. You don't even have payments. Don't even talk about
down the
that.
Line. Nah, I'm already thinking about it, dude.
Don't do it. Your car's legit and there's no payments.
I talked to my work today and I was like, hey, I know you know everybody. If I walk in here, he's like, bro, y'all get you straight to the owner. I was like, all right. get a good deal. But I'm gonna wait. I'm saying if
my
things
car
work out,
isn't the greatest.
If things work out. Like, I don't know. We're in a chain. Then you know things worked out. I'm gonna be the Brendan Schaub of this podcast. Like, all of a sudden, just I got a GTR.
We'll buy a motorcycle then. Yeah, but not a whole new vehicle. At like.
Dude,
even it doesn't even matter how much, if you could afford it or not and still be balling.
Yeah, no, you don't want
to. Just the stress of it is just not even, it's not even stress. It's just knowing that that's just going to this
payment.
Fucking thing.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
And it's going to be like 5-6 at least.
No. Not if like I do it the way I was saying. Great to the owner, bro. But like, you know what's pretty dope? Have you seen people ride the little motorcycles around? They're kind of
like
little.
The pocket bikes?
They're like pocket bikes, but they're a little bit bigger. And they're super popular, especially when you go to the beach right now. And like everyone's the street legal.
With
so
thick-ass wheels?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, I'll show you a picture afterwards. But right. They're blowing up right now. They're like only like $4,000. And like everyone's going around fucking.
Just buy a per- Damn.
That shit's funny.
I can buy a fucking used Honda for $4,000.
Yeah. I know, but it's like. It's
my car was almost $4,000. My shit was $5,000.
But. I don't know. Fucking. But that's the thing I want to talk about. So, did you actually see that, like, SpaceX? They had like their first manned mission. That was like at the height of the protest, the very beginning, and no one even paid attention.
No one wants it.
Elon just fucking blew it on that one.
I thought it was the SpaceX. Isn't the Blink 182 guy?
No, SpaceX is Elon Musk.
Who's a Blink 182 guy there? Is he attached to that somehow?
No, he's a conspiracy theorist. Mm. So he quit Blink 182 to like really like use his money and find aliens.
Which they're saying
did.
That they're spotting in like Idaho and shit like that, correct?
Well, I guess that's leveled up. Like there's been like a high end. You were talking about it with Ruben. Like a lot more people have been seeing him over there. But
I think everything's just coming together, as in like this is the time for conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, no, like, this is gold for conspiracy theorists. Like, you know how they look crazy this whole time? Right now they're like, I told you, bro, I told you. Like Ruben's like so fucking like he's on cloud nine right now. But his next one, which if because they already kind of said aliens are real, because they didn't say that Navy
that they're
video.
not real.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we couldn't explain that one. So he says there's a conspiracy theory called Project Bluebeam. So that's the government's next thing where they're going to fucking make it seem like there's fucking aliens. And then it's going to fucking, everyone's going to come together. And that's when the new world order comes and blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, he gets so deep into it. I can't wait till he gets on the podcast because it's so crazy.
What I'm asking, because a lot of it seems like it's based in, or it has religious ideology and views.
No,
where, like there's an
like
antichrist.
That.
Yeah, his are like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, when yeah, I was talking to him, I was like, "So is this a spiritual thing?" And he was like, "No, it's just Lucifer." I'm like, "Well, that's it's spirit. It's like so it's good versus evil." But yeah. Then he just kept saying like he was referring back to Lucifer in it. And I think that
so it's tough because like, I found that out through like talking to him, getting my cut with him. So there's a conspiracy theorist where they're just like the government, they. And his, it's like another fucking type
layer.
Of, yeah, another
like
layer
it's
where.
It's the government and then the government.
Like there's fucking
Lucifer,
lizard
like,
people
yeah,
and
like
or there's,
all that weird shit.
Or there's fucking people that like sacrifice things and drink
sell
fucking.
Your soul and
drink
all that
little
shit.
Kids' bloods and they, you know, obviously like that whole Pizzagate thing with the molesters. Like they get something out of it and that's what they do with to please Lucifer and all kinds of shit. I don't know.
Well, speaking on Pizzagate, I feel like there is something to that where powerful, rich people do take advantage or do the whole molestation of children and things like pedophilia.
100%, dude.
And like the whole Jeffrey Epstein, I watched the Netflix shit and it mm-hmm. that thing enraged me so much.
I want to watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I want to watch it because... Like, I'm super analytical, so I want to, like, analyze that dude's responses and how he's carrying himself.
Oh, you could tell his, what do they call it, affidavits, like,
oh, okay.
Where they're recording him.
I just saw that one small piece of it because my brother watched it, where they're like interviewing him and he's like, I plead the fifth.
Oh, I want to plead like he did a whole bunch, like the fifth, the fourth, like the whole, all this shit.
Yeah.
For everything. And then and then one of the dudes was like, so is your penis mushroom shaped? Like some weird shit like that. He's like, I want to plead. He's like, let me answer this. Now, so my lawyers told me I plead the fifth. Like he had like it was a sheet, you could tell he was reading it. And then after a while he would just keep saying the same shit. But that makes me feel like, bro, you were doing some, it's obvious.
Well, I mean, he got caught a couple times and got off and blah blah blah.
And that's another thing, is if when you have enough money or power or blackmail, like you have something to put on somebody, like that DA or whatever, a district attorney, that
whatever.
He could have, they had enough evidence to put him away, but I guess they make like a backdoor deal where he got off. He only had to do 8. You just have to watch it. It's just, it makes you so enraged that someone could get away with doing some shit like that to women or even like worse kids.
It's crazy that
like,
you bring this up. I'm not going to name any names, but a coworker was talking to me about that today. It's kind of going on with his daughter right now. So he was telling me his daughter's been missing for 3 days. They said the first time, she's like a runaway, and he's like, I hate to say it, but she's be hooking up with guys and shit like that. And he's like, you know, it sucks because I forget how old he is, but his daughter's 17. He's older, but he looks fucking young as shit, black dude. And so
black
he
don't crack, baby.
Exactly. And he's cool as fuck, he's a homie. But he was just telling me, he's like, dude, he's like, you know, I grew up on the block. Like, he's done time and shit. He's like, you know, I knew dudes that used to turn out girls. I knew a dude that used to fucking have a girl
run trains
in his car,
pimp out
and he would pimp her out, and then he found out she's underage, and then she's doing federal. I'm like, fuck that fool. But
and a lot of them, that the whole pimp thing, they know they're underage, and they know that they can get into their mind easier and just be able to play them like that.
Cause you want to make a little bit of money? Yeah, do it. You've done it before, like. You know, it's fucked up.
I'll make a little bit of money. Hit me up, baby.
Get on his OnlyFans.
But what did he say? Is she like hooked on drugs or something? No, or
she? And they told her, like, if you want to get out, get your shit together and just go. Like, or just tell us to go and we'll give you a starter pack. I'll give you some money and go. But she just ran away and they don't know what the fuck happened.
But I don't want to. I don't know. Because there has to be some underlying reason why she
That's what I was
stupid,
trying to talk
you know
to
what
him.
I mean?
That's what I was
there
trying to talk
be...
to him. And he was just kind of like, bro, like, he was with the mom in Vegas, and then she came over here with me, and it's like, bro, she has
And
everything.
That might be generalizing just because we've heard so much things, like, when kids run away at that age, or at least females when run away at the age, they've been already abused in some way, mentally, physically, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm not
that,
saying that's his situation, but it's either that, or they met a dude, like, on the interviews we'd watch from Skid Row and stuff like that, when that dude would interview some of the chicks, they just liked a dude so much, so they got
like
hooked
exactly
on certain things and turned out in that way.
That's exactly what I told him. I was like, dude, like, it's got to be some dude just in her head,
because it's fucked up. I don't know how to say this, but like, dudes have a weird, like, slick ass motherfucking dudes have a way that they're able to manipulate these females.
Oh, 100%.
Like, when you're younger, like, if I was to have a daughter, I'm like, in high school, junior high, like, if this motherfucker says he loves you, he just wants to smash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't go for that.
Or unless it's like a fucking, those dudes that are like, they think they're in love and shit, like, for real. But no,
we
I'm
all
talking,
think
I'm
we're
talking
in
about
love when we want to get that nasty.
But I'm talking about the slick dudes, yeah. So going back to the slick dudes, like, man, I mean, someone I know used to, like, even knew how to play the long game, where it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking pretend
don't
I
fucking
care.
Say that shit.
Yeah, boom, 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 and then.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say those motherfuckers that were like, waiting in the background, like,
oh no, that's
chick
fucking
some
bitch
shit. I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
shit.
Fucking.
No,
dudes.
It's the dudes where it's like, dude, like, oh, you know, nothing's gonna happen with this girl, so you just ignore her, and then eventually when she knows that you don't fucking care,
that's
when all
game,
of a sudden,
yeah. But the main game is saying I love you part.
That's bullshit.
Just to get you, like, when you have a daughter, like, just, I'm gonna put her on game. Don't even mess with these high school kids or anything like that. Even with my two sons, I'm gonna tell them, don't mess with no chicks in high school. Wait till you get out of high school. Like, don't get in relationships and like that shit. You know what I mean? Like, wait, everything will be, you still got a long ass way to go.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I know people that like think they're in love, trying to get married right after high school. Their whole fucking
and at this age, they're already divorced.
Yeah, and they're already divorced. Now they're like, fuck, I missed out on everything. Trying to go crazy, trying to make you party with them. You're like, bro, I did all that already. Yeah.
If you're gonna do it, if you got divorced now and you're 30, you got 2 good years if you're a chick to be out there in the club. Well, you probably have longer for, but you're not gonna find no one crazy. Like,
yeah,
especially on these dating apps, is that's what's one thing where I'm like, I'm kind of happy I didn't have to go through, because I don't think I'd find it. I think I would just be smashing all the time.
What, with the dating apps?
Yeah, like it's there for you already. It's set up for you to already bypass all the bullshit, and you're just already.
Sometimes, but it's not like what you think. It's not like, oh, you match and like automatically they want to do it. Sometimes it is. Other times it's
most
like,
times I hear it is.
Yeah, they're on the. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Let me rephrase that. So it doesn't take as much effort. Like, if they're already on that, you guys met, it's kind of like, all right, one date, 2 dates, boom.
Like, well, because once you get to a certain, in your, when you hit 30s, and if you're not already like late 30s, early like 34, 35, if you're not already in a situation, then it's kind of like,
you know what we're here
everyone's
for.
Already coming back from being in a long ass relationship. So yeah, they already have kids, they already have, it's going to be crazy to find someone that's just on the same wave as you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd be able to get with a female that already had multiple kids or even one.
Yeah, same. I mean, one maybe. One I can probably
what do age
it.
Though?
Before. Oh, no, you see, that's different. Yeah. So, like, if it's a little, like, she's little, like if I really, like, I'm into this chick, then, you know, I'll man up.
You have to factor in the dad.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the dad situation?
I get that. But I don't know. But also, I think for me, it's like I would want to go after a girl that has her shit together. And it was doing kind of the same thing where she was just so focused on fucking her goals that she didn't have time for that. And now she's like ready. Fucking a gem. It's hard to find, but that'd be dope. That's like the best case scenario. If not, you're going to fucking find a girl with fucking 10 kids.
So I'll get back to you in 2 years and you'll have 2 stepkids.
Don't put that shit on me. Don't give me that energy.
They're like 10 and 11. That's like the worst. You know my dad. Don't tell me what to do.
My dad's going to beat you up. My dad has a gun.
My dad's black.
Yeah. But, yeah, that shit's crazy, dude.
But we might not even make it that long.
You know, it's funny. I almost forgot my laptop leaving the house right now, too.
I would have been so upset. Yeah. Oh, we could have just ran on this.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a next stage with all this, with the COVID and then the protesting, the looting, the riots.
What do you mean next stage? Like,
what's next? I feel like it's building up to something. You don't feel that? You don't feel like a new, like there's an anxiety. There's a restlessness in this country where there's like, something's going to blow up to...
I understand what you're
there's
saying.
There's a next... There has
especially
to be
with
it's not
like,
just going to drop and die and get back to
normal.
Especially
with like our president not being present. Like, he was just quiet in a bunker.
Well, now it's going to be... Isn't there a new... Is this year, right?
Yeah, normally it's war during this time to try to like get reelected.
Boost shit up.
Yeah, but...
Well, there is war. There's civil unrest in
yeah,
this country.
Yeah, but this isn't like
period.
A good thing.
No, like, that's what I'm saying.
The candidate. Normally they go to war to try to get like... like people to be all patriotic. They're like, oh hell yeah, I'm with this guy, like he's not backing down. Yeah. No, it does kind of feel like that, but at the same time it feels like the worst of it's over, like the looting and all the bullshit. Now it just feels like they're actually like to like a point where this is how I know it's at a point where they're being peaceful and protesting, like sitting down. There was a bike one the other day that seemed really cool because the news is going back to covering COVID slowly again. Cause they're like, oh, we can't fucking get views off of this peaceful shit, and that's fucked up, but that's a reality.
But how long will it be COVID? Because okay, there's a second wave, and then it's gonna die down, and then when it comes around this time of month again, it's gonna be a third wave.
I'll tell you what's gonna happen. Mark my words. So, fucking second wave comes, and then it's election time, so it's gonna be all about the election, the second wave, and the president saying we're not gonna shut down again. Because I'm for the people and the economy needs to come back up. And that's going to be part of his game plan.
So Do we have a new president or no?
Fuck. Dude, it's going to be Trump. Like, as much as I want to say Sleepy Joe stands a chance, dude, that guy's...
That's what they thought with...
That guy's...
That's what they thought with, like...
It's crazy because...
Just because we live in California, California don't mean shit. It does, but it doesn't. Like, Trump won, even though California still went to Hillary.
No, well, Hillary won the popular vote.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't...
It's electoral college.
That's what I'm saying. It does not give... Like, even if I was to vote, I haven't voted ever.
Yeah, I vote. But
but that shit... Don't look at...
The first time I voted was for weed, though, I remember.
Well, it's... People look at me, I'm like, bruh, it doesn't... If I would have voted for Hillary anyways, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Like, my thing is like, so Biden from afar, when he was vice president, I was like, oh, he seems like a cool dude. Him and fucking Obama chopping it up, their best buds and shit. And then the book I read with the movie that came out, The Irishman, Heard You Paint Houses, they talked about how the mob helped get him elected, like the unions. I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy. Like, he knows some shit. And he was like, you've been in the game for a while. But as soon as I heard him talk, like in the recent days and all that, I'm like, damn, bro, like this dude, he's not the guy. He's just not the guy. A new documentary came out on HBO about Trump's dad getting arrested when he was in his 20s at a KKK riot.
Rally?
Oh, yeah, rally. There you go. Well, it turned into a riot. That's why he got arrested.
I think we need a younger president, at least like 50 or something. Not these motherfuckers that about could just die.
Yeah, they still have those old thoughts and shit.
Yeah, like, come on.
They like Trump, for example, that was all this shit. His dad was, they had the ideology of being like a racist dude. Even, and his grandpa was from Germany.
I'm still on the thinking of how Joe Rogan explains it. Get the smartest people from every single thing, like economics and all this shit, and just have a fucking panel. There's no reason to have one fucking dude that just pretends to know all of it.
See, but it's already like that. That one dude doesn't fucking run the whole thing.
He gets to pick who he wants. I'm saying you get you get the smartest person in that specific field, not get someone that you think is going to help your agenda.
That's kind of like, they try that shit, like the United Nations, they do that with like...
But I always think, but with that shit, there's an underlying agenda for everybody.
But don't you think that could turn crooked too, though? Because imagine if a group has that much power. What if the group just says, hey, fuck it. Let's all come together and just run this bitch. And that's like the whole new world order shit. Like,
fuck it.
Because if it's a president, he only has 4 years and he's out. You're going to do that with those 4 people?
No, but I'm not saying, well, then, yeah, I didn't think about
it. Or with that group?
Yeah, I didn't give him a time
frame.
Or
he has 8 years total, but if he does, wins both. You know what the salary is for a president? I don't know what it is now, but I remember it. Maybe like the last time, 160.
Well, I guess it's not a lot based on what Trump is already making.
Might be more.
Supposedly making.
Yeah.
He took a pay cut.
Well, a lot of them, they love running for president because they become rich.
Well, afterwards, right? Because they do the whole Hillary thing. They did all the speaking. So what happened with the trial? Because Ruben brought that up to me where he was saying
she was on
this whole
trial that
COVID
day.
And the Black Lives Matter protests and all this is just to take away from the Clinton.
Those are emails.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Bro, I'm not political. Like anything you guys ever hear me say about politics, about fucking headline. Everything. Whatever you hear me say, do not fucking take advice from me. Like, just don't. Like,
unless
I say
we're beating
shit,
our kids.
I say shit after a few drinks, after fucking work, after like average Joe, dude. Like, I'm just saying shit and I don't fucking really look into stuff. Some topics I could probably like spit for a little bit, but I'm not the I can't say that I'm like fucking an expert at like one certain thing.
I don't think anyone we're not, at least in this, whoever's ever on this podcast is never an expert at one specific thing.
Yeah,
we haven't even been alive long enough to take interest in one thing that long, unless you started when you were fucking years old or some shit.
Yeah,
because we're only I'm 31.
Yeah,
and I know for a fact I don't really know shit still.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's crazy. And it's probably my fault, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of shit.
It's just those things where like, so it's one of those things where, you know, it's just the path, it's environment. So much that goes into it. You probably got busy, you had kids early, blah, blah, blah. So your mind was somewhere different.
But I think it's that, but as well, it's just this age.
That's also an excuse. You could have just went for it.
No, but this generation, because our parents at a younger age already were doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, not at least doing shit, but knew more than what I knew at 30. My mom already had probably, like, 3 kids living on her own. Like, she was figuring shit out already.
Same with my pops.
You know what I mean? They were already figuring shit out. And I don't know if it was, like, the cost of living obviously was...
Did they have
down that? Like, they were able to afford. It was crazy
they
how
help?
They
well definitely cost of living.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy how they were able to afford to live in an apartment and shit like that and not have the greatest job in the world.
Yeah.
And now,
bro,
you need 2 incomes or 1 fucking amazing job or
yeah.
2 or 1 amazing job. And like, in my situation,
dude, where I'm at now, I'm probably gonna be like around all these people that have had money their whole life, and I'm just gonna be like the outsider and shit, like.
And
what's
then,
up? I just joined
the club. Like, fuck. You're the new money.
Yeah, I'm
you're the
new
rapper.
Money. Yeah, I'm the rapper. That's what I'm saying. It's fucking like it's crazy. Like there's like different levels, and but also like you have. I always talk about this too. Like so, our parents, the cost of living was a lot different. Like fucking, my dad could buy a car for $1,500, a legit car. My mom bought a GTO for like $3,000.
And now those cars are like.
Ridiculous.
Like the Camaros that they bought. Like
yeah, yeah.
Melissa's dad was like, oh, I had a Camaro for $5,000. Now if you go look at that car and just try to get the body,
yeah,
you're at least paying $12,000.
Yeah.
Just because it's an old car like that. Like it's yeah. a
So like a fucking it's funny because I always tell my dad when we're kids, because he has mad pictures with mad cars. And I would be like, dude, what dad, why'd you sell that? You motherfucker. Like, cause I had kids, you know, like cause fuck, I needed money. But yeah, so my dad, when he came out here, he grew up in Newport. Like literally, he showed me all his apartments and places he lived. He was 5 minutes from the beach. And we actually hung out with his homie that he used to work with at a restaurant that still lives in the same apartment where he used to live. It was crazy. So when I went to go get my place, fucking, I took my pops with me. And we had dinner with the dude that he hasn't seen in like 20 years. It was fucking cool because they were talking about the stories from back in the day, how obviously they're immigrants, so... My dad said one time he was just cruising PCH and he went because he went all the way to the very end of it and he actually ended up on the other side of the border. But back then, if you were well dressed and had a nice car, they'll just let you across. Right. So he got lucky. But yeah, they'll talk about times where they got caught, they fucking sent him across the border, and then they had to find fucking ways to get back. It was just crazy back then. But it was super racist too. My dad was like, I was like, Dad, like. He's like, I was like, who'd you hang out with? Because my dad was good friends with the owner of the restaurant, some white dude that helped him out through it all. But fucking, my dad's like, I was like, was there any other Mexicans out here? He's like, there's 40. I was like, what the fuck, 40? Where'd you come up with that number? He's like, no, we literally all knew each other. We all fucking worked in all the restaurants out here. I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Well, when I moved to San Clemente after high school, I felt the stairs. I don't know if it's racism, but I felt like, oh, what the fuck? Like, just because I dressed like I was from Riverside.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had the haircut from Riverside. Like, I had plugs and all. I had a fucking lip ring. Like, yeah. I was nothing what these kids were. And but what you do find out is there's, like, a little ghetto everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, there's less fortunate. And I wasn't even less fortunate. It was just, like, there's, like, people like me. You find that anywhere. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, 100%. Little pockets.
Yeah.
But walking in the mall and stuff like that, you feel that
there's
tension,
people,
that stare there. You're like, what the
There's
like,
people
the
that
fuck?
Fucking live in really nice areas, but barely getting by because they want a better future for their kids. You know, because they know if they grow up there, probably more opportunity, better schools, blah, 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 blah.
Well, so, that's what I tell Melissa. I was like,
Bobby Lee talking.
I need a fucking weapon. Because if shit comes down, they're coming to these places. But people don't understand, just because this house is big and all this shit,
yeah,
that don't mean, like, we're rich.
Yeah.
That just means everyone collectively is able to afford all this shit.
You told me your father-in-law got hit up a couple times, like
oh,
wanting
to
speak to the
fences.
Owner
yeah.
or paint their fences and shit. Like, bro, I own this house. What are yeah, that's fucking hilarious. But that's dope, though. I mean,
but
you know,
I feel
it's
like
fucked up, but at the same time, it must be kind of gratifying. Like, yeah, motherfucker.
No, but it's people don't understand. Just because you live in a certain place doesn't mean you might just barely be able to, you yeah. know what I mean?
Like, we always had new cars and shit growing up, and I can't complain how I grew up. Even though 5 kids, 2 parents that worked their ass off every day. But my dad always said, like, you know, we have these things because I want you to get accustomed to it, so you work hard to get it too. Like, if I can do it fucking coming from nothing, then you better do better, you know?
And that's a whole, that's another thing with social media and Instagram and all this. People are showing the best things that they have, and you don't know if they're in debt, how many credit card shits, you know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I would tell just people, period. They're just showing their good shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to base your life on what you're seeing on Instagram or what your homies are showing you or what the people you think are showing you. Like, I don't know. It's just, speaking that's about why that, I just get off that shit.
My,
like,
my new gig, the fucking owner of the company followed me on Instagram. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I wonder if I should, like, low-key start to block him. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Just don't post shit.
But you're rarely on there.
Yeah, I know. But at some point, I want to be, like, saying some shit. You know, fucking around on there. But he's cool, though. He was on Road Rules. So,
oh, what the fuck?
Shit's hilarious. I'll tell you that story later. I was like, so who made it? Just you and Theo Vaughn?
Just, he was on the same season?
Nah, I don't think somebody knows him. Like, they all know each other. The Miz is a wrestler now.
Oh, that's to do with all the shoes, huh?
Yeah. Shoes?
Miz? He has, like, a shoe collection? I thought I'd seen him on, like, Complex or some shit.
Maybe. I know.
Someone else. I don't know.
Oh, I think you're thinking of Enzo Amore.
Oh, yeah, Enzo. Yeah.
But yeah, what were we talking about? The you're rich. Oh, like, if you live somewhere, like, doesn't mean necessarily you're rich.
Oh, yeah. It's just, just don't fucking rob me, bro. I ain't got shit. That's basically what I'm trying to say. It's like, because when shit goes, hits the fan, they're hitting Target. They're hitting all those bullshit places. They're coming over to fucking...
No, they did that in Beverly Hills.
Okay, that's what I was... Well, exactly then. They're coming to the houses where they think people got shit, but people are just surviving.
Well, like...
That's how...
There's some...
Mad poor.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Poor. Struggling. Barely making it. Rich. Wealthy. And fucking just old money. Like, yeah, there's
generational wealth.
There's levels to this shit, like...
100%, like,
and everyone's just, me personally, I'm like a paycheck away from being on the whole nother
poverty
side of the fucking thing, you know what I mean? Like,
so
if shit gets worse and both of us lose our job, bro, we're fucking way the fuck over on this side of the street.
So what am I talking about? Oh yeah, so if you go to, like, LA in certain areas where you're like, damn, this is a nice area, but you see a fucking beat up Volkswagen in the driveway, that's probably because that's generational wealth. Like, someone had that house when LA was old, bought it at a good price, and now they're handing it down. Mm-hmm. And my dad was talking about that because...
And that's, like, fixed already. You can't...
Yeah.
It's bought, so they can't just keep making the rent crazy high. Yeah. They got it at a fixed price already.
Yeah. So if they own it, they own it. They just had to pay property tax. So, like, my pops was telling me, like, oh, like, the places we're looking at, where I'm going to be at, like, that used to just be fucking hills, wasn't anything. He's like, people would buy houses, but you'll think they're kind of crazy out of nowhere. He's like, you don't think about that shit, but now you're like, you regret not looking into that because fucking rich people now. Like,
but a thing about living by the beach is that salt in that sea, like, that fucks up your car paint. Like, that sets a whole nother...
That's going to help. Like, apparently like, the allergies are cool.
Well, when you have a house, probably those houses right there, they're like a bitch to keep maintained because that's...
Mexico put a stop to outsiders buying coastal land because, you know, out here a lot of Chinese people are buying like dope-ass land
fucking
and property.
Land everywhere, yeah.
So in Mexico, slowly taking you have to over. Be a Mexican citizen to buy coastal property. There's still a lot in TJ, bro. Like, you can buy a fucking lot by the beach for like 30 grand, which, oh, it seems like a lot, but it's really not. And before it was even cheaper than that. Like, we're at where we, like, my family has like a little neighborhood, 15 minutes. But like, I want to talk to my dad about getting dual citizenship, and apparently it's easier for us because my parents are dual. And obviously, like, I don't have the money to do that now, but eventually I want to do that. That'd be dope. Like, imagine, like, when we're older, fucking the podcast blows up.
All I'm saying is buy a cover for your car. Cause that sea salt will fucking eat that shit away. That paint.
I'm thinking big, fool. You're thinking about fucking covers.
I'm just saying. I'm thinking about tomorrow. For you. Thinking about you.
Damn, you gotta tell everybody I live by the beach, you asshole.
Damn, sorry.
Now I'm gonna look like the dick on the podcast.
Right near the beach.
Come on.
Boy.
You gonna come through and hike and shit, bring the kids?
Probably not. I'll probably sit. I'll tell you yes now, but nah. That shit.
You have to visit. I'll be bored as shit. Already got fucking.
I hope you have internet and shit.
Yeah, I got.
Well, I know Paul will. He likes taking missions like that, but.
Tony's gonna go. Machete.
Yeah, those dudes have shit else to do.
What the fuck? That was. He's married out the kid.
Who?
Machete.
Is he?
Yeah, has his own place and everything.
Oh, shit.
That's mad responsible. Owns his own business.
Well, he's trying to get away.
Yeah. Little Tony can't fucking wait. He's gonna fucking hang out with me tomorrow. The next day he's gonna help me move. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Nah.
He'll be out there, watch.
One day.
But what about the whole thing with the work? So they're making you guys go back and stuff?
Well, next week I do 4 days. This week I did 3. So I think slowly we're getting back into it. It's weird how I feel like it makes me mad that I have to work the next day. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm so used to going in every other day at least. Or only 3 times, but...
Bro, I go in one day.
See? That's crazy.
And I leave, like, I fucking...
Don't even do the whole day.
I'm getting hate from, like just, you know, there's always that one lady that fucking just hates, but it's funny because I just show up, fucking everyone's cracking up. I'm like, I have a good relationship with everyone. Like, you know, I know the ropes. And fucking, and then like I just, all right, let's see. Like,
at lunch or
something. Like, it's funny because like when I first started like getting into like working for bigger companies and shit like that, like I would see those guys and I would always be like, fuck, they're lucky. Like, how do you get to that point? And like they just get away with anything. Like, they're there 1 minute, they're gone, they do whatever they want. That shit's fun.
What about? No, I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, no, you can't talk about that. But yeah,
they're gonna be lonely when he's sleeping in a big old apartment by yourself. You have the lights on.
I only want to do it for a year and then save up and get a crib. That's the plan. But
out there or like Orange County?
Fuck no, you can't afford that. But it'll be somewhere like
in the middle.
Yeah,
the like hills,
the poor side of Orange County.
Anaheim Hills. What, Garden Grove?
Yeah.
That shit's like still that. Expensive, though. Westminster with all the Asians.
Shit, I don't care. But, what was I going to say? Fuck, what the fuck was I going to say? I don't know, dude, but...
We're doomed. That's what we want to say.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, fucking... This whole COVID thing, I just... Like, I don't know what's going to happen with it. Like, right now, yeah, things seem fucking like they're good and blah, 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 but... Shit could be fucking different tomorrow, and like I'm taking this huge risk.
Well, I seen a headline where it was like Arizona's 300% up in a new COVID fucking like positive test or whatever the fuck they're saying, and we're going to Arizona in July. I was like, fuck. But Havasu, people been not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
They're out there partying like they don't care fucking less. And I think that's just how you're... We're just going to get back to normal, bro. Fuck it. Like,
it's fucked up because I didn't finish it, but the Joe Rogan and Andrew Schultz podcast. Like, Joe Rogan, because he was really scared about it and everything in the beginning. And like in that podcast, he was like not so scared anymore. And I'm like, I trust Rogan. Like, it's funny. It's funny how like I'm like, if he's doing it, then it's fine.
Well,
like,
it's at a point where people are making fun of it now.
Yeah,
like it's the new flu, baby. Like, cold, all that shit. If stop being fucking fat asses, but it is.
You got to be healthy. If anything, it's a wake up call. Like, take your vitamins.
Go fucking walk.
Take supplements.
Go walk.
Go walk.
Not that difficult. Get a fucking treadmill for $60 on wherever. On what's that app?
Offer up.
This is what I do.
Hell no, not $60.
Well, you probably can find one for $60. I put my phone right there and I finish The Boys.
Oh, you have a treadmill at your crib?
Huh?
You have a treadmill?
Yeah, we have a treadmill.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's cool. Goes. What the fuck's a good one?
because I've had a couple like in the past and I fucking
hate. It
has
the incline and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I hate when like you're stepping on it and it doesn't feel like the gym ones where it doesn't absorb your weight.
So oh, no, just, this one doesn't absorb your shit.
It does or doesn't?
No, because you can hear
it. You can like, hear the dum, 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 dum. Yeah, I see. I can't stand that. I can't fucking stand.
Well, you gotta live with what you got, baby. Yeah, like, make it work. But I just put my phone right there and I just watch, put the AirPods in and I just watch it and just jog, bro. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
You're gonna sit in the house and watch something. You might, well, just go fucking either walk or jog and watch at the same time.
Yeah.
Technology, it'll make it. I fucking technology. Hate running unless I'm running after a ball and there's a reason for me to run.
Yeah. What's like the least favorite workout?
Running.
Really?
Yeah, that's yeah, just I don't, boring I don't know for, as fuck.
For me, I don't mind that when I get into it. For me, it's more of like the
squats or some shit.
Yeah, fucking with the weight, I don't like that shit. Probably because it kind of fucking hurts like squatting down, but. I mean, I did it before, and I mean, I've done it before.
I know. I've.
I don't really like doing that.
Sometimes you get a lot of people.
It hurts
right
here in your neck.
No, it even builds a little like scar tissue right here.
Oh yeah.
Just because you have the bar on there so much, so people will either put. But you're a pussy if you put the fucking
the little pad on there
or a shirt or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the punching bag. I'm gonna.
Bro,
you still fucking hitting that shit?
Fucking size, dude. I'm ready to get in a fucking altercation.
Do you have it on a
my
chain?
My combos is down and everything. Yeah, it's on chain.
Is it hanging in the garage or do you have it on the pole?
I have it on the kids' jungle gym in our backyard.
Do you have
where the
to circle
were,
around
yeah.
it though?
Oh, okay. You know where this? We had three swings. I took two swings out and I put in the middle one.
Oh, okay.
So I can because all the way around.
To me, what I like about it, like at LA Fitness, for example. Like, I don't like just being able to punch forward because that, to me, doesn't seem real. Like, you're punching it, yeah, you move left, you right, whatever. But if I can circle around it and footwork, like, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm getting something out of this.
Yeah, but I start off with 100 my left, 100 right, 100 right, 100 left.
You're just practicing the same?
Yeah, just to get my movement down right. And then I start moving around. And
you do combinations?
Yeah. Move. And then just walk around the bag. So yeah. 100, boom, boom, go around the bag. 100,
did,
boom, boom.
Did you watch the 30 for 30 with Bruce Lee?
Not yet. I need to watch the
dude, there's so much
the
shit
Lance
that I have no
and
idea.
That one.
I want to watch the Lance too. That one. I still haven't seen the Jordan one, which I know I should watch.
But this is like the hardest time right now is where I want to watch so much stuff. For some reason, it stops me from putting in. Like, I don't want to start it.
I'm the same way.
Because I have, like, something where I'll just jump to something else. Like, for some reason, I can't commit to a show like that. Like, The Boys, I've watched all because it was short, 8 episodes, and I was able to do it at work.
Yeah.
At home, I'll just be like, this shit's fucking, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, now that I have Warzone, I don't even watch shit.
Yeah, see.
Like every once in a while when we're not doing good or I feel like I'm not doing good, I'm just fucking holding everyone back. I just want to get off to fucking get on and watch a show. But yeah, I'm the same way. But I want to get to definitely the Jordan one, The Last Dance. But the Bruce Lee one was good. That one I had to watch because like...
How long was it though?
I want to say like an hour. Because my pop's like big fan. He was a bigger fan of Chuck Norris. He met him and he actually... Chuck Norris went to his dojo because when I used to do the fucking like everyone did in the 80s, the karate shit. But he also boxed and so when we were growing up, he'd always fuck with us and teach us and stuff, and he'd always talk about those stories. So I was like, all right, I want to see what that era was like. And then it kind of brought me back where it's like every fucking celebrity wanted to learn fucking karate. Yeah, fucking
Wu-Tang,
didn't Elvis, Fat Elvis, yeah. Wasn't Fat Elvis a karate guy?
I've never really got into Elvis. I don't understand. I don't like any of his music.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I just
if I hear it, I know it, and I don't mind it. But I can't say that I can name.
The only song I know is like
Blue Suede Shoes. Is that a song or is that an album?
Although the only one I know is Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog or something.
Oh yeah,
like
Ain't
that.
Nothing But a Hound Dog. Yeah. See, so there's classics out there, but yeah, I don't understand the.
And I only know that part. It's not even a classic to me. Like.
And I feel like an asshole because there's some old timer right now. If they're listening, they're like, these fucking young guys, pieces of shit.
But didn't
like,
he steal all his shit?
It was written, a lot of it, from a black dude, and the culture and movement was all taken from black jazz culture. But I mean, it's kind of hard because it's like, if he grew up around that and he saw that, then is it really taking? It's just kind of like, that's what he liked, so he did it. Or was it actually like someone saying, yo, this is the way to do it?
I think at a certain point, there is that type of person where, because even in some of the movies that they have or documentaries, they'll have a song done by a black person or a black band.
And then a white dude fucking.
And then a white dude does it, and then he's on radio, so everyone thinks that he did it or some shit like that.
Did you ever watch, I'm not sure, this might be a dumb question, did you ever watch Richie Valance,
the movie? La Bamba.
La Bamba, yeah.
La 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 Bamba. Yeah. No.
What happened?
The dude, his brother. Right? That's like the famous part where he pulls over his shirt like that.
I remember.
What?
Damn. What is he doing some coke or what?
When he's doing a picture, when they're about to take a picture and he puts his shirt like this.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Fuck, I think it's like this.
No, I just remember. Is it Ricky? No.
That's a fucking.
No, I'm thinking Richie.
That was Ice Cube and shit. Richie.
Yeah, Richie. Yeah, Richie.
His mom screaming when she finds out the plane went down. His mom fucking
basically said that you're the wrong one died. Yeah. Oh, that shit's fucked up. Yeah, Richie. But then another celebrity died in that too.
Yeah, some fat white dude. Yeah. Forgot what it was.
I don't know. That's crazy. Like everyone that Hispanic or Mexicans basically had. Richie Valens. Dead. Selena, dead.
Selena's.
She was more of a Spanish artist, but what was that girl that died in a plane crash too?
Jenny
Rivera, dead. We never had like, or we haven't had
SPM, well, I mean, prison.
No, actually, the one, the goat that's still kicking in.
ODM.
And up there, no, what the fuck? No, that is oh fuck, I have the poster in my room and I'm fucking up. He's not fucking me.
What is Art LaBeouf?
He's a white dude.
Is he?
Yeah. Damn. Fuck, it's Kid. Oh my God, I'm fucking up right now.
You said Kid Frost?
The best fucking guitarist.
Santana.
Dude. Yeah, Carlos Santana. There you go. Dude, he performed Carlos at Woodstock. Santana. First time he did acid. I knew a guy that ran into him all the time when they were younger. Yeah, old coworker of mine, he was like, that dude was always on drugs.
What was that one Mexican dude that was super dope, I guess, back in the day, and he just disappeared?
Oh, Rodriguez.
And then they found him in some weird
Santo
ass...
Santo Rodriguez.
They found him in some weird ass place. So, and like,
we got to talk about this.
Hidden.
And what I like, Joe Rogan used to fucking talk about him a lot. Like, he used to promote him all the time. So, shout out to Eddie Bravo. He's a legend, too. Mexican dude that fucking beat one of the Gracies. Like, he's from Santa Ana. But so Sixto Rodriguez, if you go on Netflix, it's a documentary called Rodriguez. Watch it. Whoever's listening, or fucking two listeners, watch that shit. So Sixto Rodriguez. So he was a guy that, like, back in the 60s, I believe the 60s, 70s, he was a guy kind of like, he was before Bob Dylan, like that type of style where he had these cool stories, but it was also like poems.
It's like folk type shit.
Yeah, but he was just talented dude that fucking was able to like portray a really good story in his music. And so he did this album called Cold Facts, and he thought nothing happened. It was just not the right time. There's a lot of racism back then. America wasn't ready for like for that type of dude to blow up yet, from what the documentary says. And so, long story short, somehow that album got bootlegged and made it to South Africa
cult,
like,
following.
It became a cult following. Like, everybody knew his music. Nobody knew of like where this guy was from or anything, but it was played at every barbecue, every party, everything. Like, they knew him. It was like their anthem. Long story short, someone just went out and tried to find him. This guy was like this interesting dude that tried to run for president or mayor or some shit. He worked construction. He was just an average Joe. They found him. And then now he's just touring all over the world. They brought him to South Africa. He's like a fucking legend. He's like literally like their Elvis. Like, it's insane. Like, it's just crazy. All off of like a bootleg CD. And they screwed him over. Like Motown, I guess he was selling all this fucking music, and like they never gave him money. He was just poor as fucking Detroit. That's the guy you're talking about, right?
Yep.
He didn't add nothing to that.
I didn't know all that. That's why.
You didn't watch the documentary?
Nah.
The motherfucker, would you hear from then, Joe Rogan?
I don't remember. I heard it from somewhere. But that reminds me of this. I just started watching it. I didn't finish it yet. The Franco brothers are in it. The Disaster Artist.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Have you watched the original?
No, I haven't seen the original. I'm watching the one that Franco made.
Andrew Santino's in that for like a second. They
the
talk
original?
About it on... No.
Say, what the fuck?
No, in the Disaster Artist.
Oh, okay.
So they talk about it on Bad Friends because did you see the Wrong Missy on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. That movie made me mad.
Bro, it's she so made frustrating, me so but it's so good because it's so frustrating. But Bobby Lee's in it, but he's barely in it. So he talked about how his energy wasn't there because he felt like, oh, it's a small-ass role. Normally he'll do whatever it takes to just stand out. But he felt bad about it. Same thing with Andrew Santino, said Disaster Artist. He was so excited to be in that movie, but he's just like literally in it like a couple of times, but doesn't say anything. It's like that's just part of the game. But watch the original of Disaster Artist after you're done watching the movie.
Is it free? Well, it's called The Room.
Yeah, The Room. And... it is so bad. It's hilarious.
But I was reading
the story,
Wikipedia or whatever that's called, on the dude, the actual guy, mm-hmm. and it's like so mysterious it's on like, how he had the money.
They don't know how he had the money. They don't know how old he is.
Yeah.
They don't know where he's from.
Yeah. Supposedly he
watched the original, bro. Like you're gonna trip the fuck out.
Factories or some weird shit like in L.A. where he would just. Rent him out, and that's how he made his money. I was like,
nobody really knows. And like,
it's so crazy how you could keep it like that.
When James Franco won an award for that movie, he tried to talk, and James Franco was like, no, because he's such a nut. He says the weirdest, most random shit.
I want to hear I need to YouTube the original dude talking because Franco, I don't know.
It's like that. Franco did a good job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's weird like
that. Do you
think
it's cause that's how he is because that's how he learned English or because of the accident, supposed accident?
I think it's an accent. Okay. I think he's from Europe somewhere. Right. Dude, it's I'm telling you, watch the fucking original. You're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
And was he smashing on that dude?
The dude?
On Mark or the...
No, just like his little best friend or whatever.
Like, there's like a weird sexual tension between
them. Well, because I'm telling you, like it's really hard for me to like... You have to watch the original because the acting is so bad. It looked like they were gay together. Like it was just... It's fucking hilarious. You have to watch it. And that's how it had the cult following because it was just so bad. It was hilarious. But so addicting to like finish. You're like, I just want to keep watching this. It's weird. But Disaster Artist, you got to watch that. Let's wrap it up.
So, wrap it.
Damn, I always think about, I should say the email in the beginning because I don't know if people get this far.
Oh,
so info@7125media. Send us something. And then our website, 7125media.com.